This session of hypnosis could be considered the first course or appetizer to your self-hypnosis diet experience. Allow yourself to begin learning to experience hypnosis by first settling into a comfortable position and adjust your posture to be as comfortable as you would like. Now let your eyes close, and with your eyes closed, place your thumb and finger together on your writing hand so that they are touching. And with thumb and finger touching and your eyes closed, take a great full breath of air, fill up with air, and hold this breath as I count from 1 to 5. 1, 2, press thumb and finger more tightly as 3, you are deliberately and purposefully creating tension as you focus on what you're doing. 4, and now at 5, let go. Let go of the breath and let go of the tension in thumb and finger. Let go of having to do anything. Let your hands relax, your thumbs and fingers released and relaxed. For that's the cue or the signal that you're giving to body and mind, that you're giving to your mind-body, that this is a very special time that you are making, a special time you are taking and using to make a very gentle journey into the center of yourself. Going to that place or that feeling of a place within you where you are calm, where you are relaxed, and where you are at peace. Allowing yourself to become wonderfully absorbed in your own thoughts and ideas. This is your time to go into trance and discover that a hypnotic trance and a daydream are almost identical, for in both, you're wonderfully absorbed in your thoughts and ideas while still aware of where you are and what you're doing. Hypnosis is simply a system or a collection of methods that allow mind and body to share information more effectively. And one of those methods is called trance. It is a focused state of absorption where you allow yourself to be immersed in your own ideas, much like when reading a very good book or watching a wonderful movie, or when you're daydreaming. Allow yourself to use this daydream-like experience we call trance to now deepen your comfort. Allow yourself to notice that this is a very relaxed or passive form of concentration, for you make it happen by letting it happen. Your eyes are closed to minimize the distraction from visual stimuli, and that helps slow down your nervous system and let you relax. Let your ears and other sense organs allow you to observe the environment around you, and as you notice the sounds around you, you can choose to let them be background sounds. You can take my voice with you as a background sound as you continue your gentle journey into the place or the feeling of a place within you where you are calm, you are relaxed, and you are at peace. If any sounds around you seem to be annoying or distracting, let them go. You control the sounds around you by giving them your permission to be there. You do the same with any distraction. Give it your permission to be there. Release yourself from that distraction. Remove yourself from any struggle, for you make this happen and you go into trance or this daydream-like state by letting it happen. There is no trying. It truly is, as Yoda said in Star Wars, there is no try. There is do, and there is do not. And you can do this now, comfortably, easily, gently. And if anything seems to be distracting you, give it permission to be there, which allows you to let go of paying attention to it. You are doing this with two parts of your mind. One part of your mind is your conscious, thinking mind. That's the part of you that's able to read and tell time and make change and understand a percentage, and part of you that has thoughts. And your thinking mind will continue doing its normal and natural activities of having thoughts. So you don't have to clear your mind or empty your mind or even slow it down. Simply allow the thoughts to stream by and let yourself detach and be the observer to notice what's passing by. Sometimes the thoughts will stream by swiftly, sometimes slowly. Sometimes the stream of thoughts will be full of ideas, and other times the stream will be quite clear. Let yourself be an excellent observer. And the other part of mind that you're using is what we call subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is the part of you that has the ability to manage the trillions of cells within you, and to breathe you, and to digest your food, and manage all of the functions of your body without you even having to think about it to happen. Your subconscious mind is the mind of your body. It is your mind-body, and right now you're using both parts of your mind to experience and do your self-hypnosis. You are the observer, and let yourself be a detached observer. And as you feel more familiar with your experience, you can choose thoughts and ideas that you want your subconscious mind to use for you. Now, let's deepen your trance. And as I count from 10 down to 0, use the numbers or my voice as you create a vertical imagery such as a staircase or escalator or a path into a garden, associating the images or ideas to deepening your comfort and relaxation. You may imagine a scene of a special place if you like. And let yourself go there now, to walk on a beach, or rest in a garden, or any place special to your comfort, and be there now, imagining what you see, what you hear, what you feel. It can be morning or night, winter or summer, whatever you like, create it richly with your imagination. As I'm counting from 10 down to 9, you may be way ahead of my voice already, down to 8. Or you can catch up to it quickly or slowly. That's fine. Down to 7. All that's important right now is letting go, and you're doing it. That's right. You are doing it. If you have experience with meditation or other forms of mental relaxation, this would be a time where you can use some of the things you've already learned and that have worked well for you. Letting go now, down to 6. And right now, your body is relaxing in its own way. 5. Arms and legs may feel light or heavy or weightless or floating, or they may feel so relaxed you don't even want to move them. Give these feelings your permission to remind you that you're doing your hypnosis. Let the muscles that cover your head relax more flexibly. Then allow neck and shoulders to relax more deeply. That's right. This experience is yours, for you're making it happen by letting it happen. 3. Relaxation flows down your body and chest and trunk and lower back and abdomen and hips, down both legs. It may feel like a wave of relaxation or a progression. 2. Lets you experience a much deeper level of comfort. Sooner or later, you may discover that the surface you recline or lie upon can offset gravity for you. Your anti-gravity muscles have no work to do right now, and your body is breathing you calmly and regularly. That's right. As you're doing this, one step at a time, your subconscious mind is accumulating greater knowledge and wisdom, subconscious or mind-body knowledge. It is learning how to do this with you. You've accumulated subconscious knowledge before, when you learned to do things by practicing or repeating them, like riding a bicycle or driving a car safely, or using a pencil or a pen. And when you first learned those skills, you had to think about what you were doing for a while. But very quickly, the mind of your body took on that knowledge, so that now you can drive a car and you don't even have to tell your feet what to do. You can write and you don't have to think of how to form the letters. In the same way, your experience with hypnosis right now is accumulating a subconscious wisdom or mind-body knowledge for your ability to use this in achieving your perfect weight, down through zero. Your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between what is real and what you imagine. Perhaps there have been times when you jumped out of the way of something on the carpet that turned out to be harmless, and in that moment you jumped out of the way, you didn't even have time to think to jump out of the way. Part of you jumped you out of the way before you could think to do it. When you noticed that it was something harmless on the floor, you realized that another part of you perceived it differently for a moment. And that's because your subconscious mind is always working to serve you and protect you, and it can't tell the difference between what is real and what you imagine. And this is a wonderful skill and a powerful tool you have within you to use. For you can put ideas and thoughts and images in mind of what you want, and your subconscious mind acts upon them as they are real and true to bring them about for you in achieving your perfect weight. That's right. The fact that you're reading the book and absorbing ideas means that you can make any changes you desire. And by the time you've started to regularly read a page or two in the book as you practice your hypnosis, you'll notice many changes in thoughts and behaviors that help you produce your perfect weight. How does it feel when you look back and see what you have accomplished? How does it feel to recognize that you've achieved what you've set out to accomplish? As you are now ready to use the other trance works, it means that you're ready to discover what gives you your perfect weight. One of the things you're really going to love about the other trance works is the feeling of confidence in your ability to make all the changes that give you your perfect weight. It is happening now. And after you've given these messages to mind-body while doing your hypnosis, you'll know that it has done it. You have done it. The message has been received. Your subconscious mind has it to use, and right now, the session has completed your experience of learning self-hypnosis. And each time you use and do your hypnosis, you're adding to the subconscious wisdom, feeling more familiar and more comfortable with the experience and building upon it for even greater and greater skill. That's right. You are ready to now proceed productively with the self-hypnosis diet and your self-hypnosis. You've done this well, and now let yourself shift over to the part of this experience of bringing yourself to a comfortably alert waking state, feeling refreshed, feeling comfortable, feeling at ease. Allow mind and body to enjoy coming to that alert waking state with you. Your arms and legs may feel lighter and more alert. And now as I count from 1 to 3, you enjoy bringing this refreshment with you to the front surface of your mind. 1, that's right, feeling alert, feeling refreshed. 2, that's right, and you open your eyes. 3, and this feels good. You did this very well. That's right.